This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are some housing numbers out this morning that generated a little bit of buzz. Housing starts were down in July for the third straight month. Nothing to panic about. Starts tend to bounce around a lot. They get revised a lot, too. But as so often happens, you dig into the fine print a bit and you get some wisdom. The decline was in multifamily housing. Single-family construction was actually up a hair. So Marketplace's Eric Barris did a survey of what the other stuff going on in this economy, interest rates and tariffs and labor costs, what that might be doing to new home construction.
Building a single-family home is less risky for a developer. They build a house, somebody comes and buys it. But multifamily homes tend to be a riskier proposition, says George Vertu, an economist with Realtor.com.
So that market tends to be a little more volatile.
Building a multifamily unit requires more labor, and labor is expensive right now. It also requires everything from steel and lumber to countertops and appliances. All of those are subject to tariffs, says Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin.
Anytime there's a burden like tariff, all the other burdens become even more impactful.
Multifamily units could be profitable in densely populated areas, but that's where building costs for those are highest, says Robert Dietz with the National Association of Home Builders.
About a third of a typical apartment building's development cost, which includes the lot development process, that about a third of it is due to regulatory burdens.
The entire housing market is also facing uncertainty. Consumers are spending money, but when it comes to big ticket items, they're holding back. And so are developers, says Lawrence Ales, who teaches economics at Carnegie Mellon University.
We see this not only for housing, but we see it also for other categories of durables and also for business investments.
Alice and others say don't read too much into these most recent numbers. Despite three straight down months, new housing starts are actually up over July of last year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.